President Joe Biden is off to Europe for a series of meetings on the global economy and climate, but not without making another push for his Build Back Better legislation. He met with Democratic lawmakers Thursday morning and announced the results from the White House.
Today, I'm pleased to announce that after months of tough and thoughtful negotiations, I know we have a historic economic framework. It's a framework that will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people, turn the climate crisis into an opportunity, and put us on a path not only to compete, but to win the economic competition for the 21st century against China and every other major country in the world.
The agreement, if that's really what it is, sets up the outline for the Build Back Better Act that contains most of Biden's social and climate spending agenda.
For much too long, working people of this nation and the middle class of this country have been dealt out of the American deal. It's time to deal them back in.
The agreement is a stripped-down version of what was a $3.5 trillion plan. In order to win support from conservative Democrats, the bill is cut in half to about $1.75 trillion. But Democratic leaders hope that will be enough to hold support from progressive Democrats. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California praised the framework.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable in that it's a big vision, bigger vision than we've seen in a very long time, maybe dating back to President Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal. In some respects to Lyndon Johnson, who had a great agenda as well. But we always remind everyone that Franklin Roosevelt had 319 Democrats in the Congress at the time, and we have 220, and that makes a big difference.
Like Biden's original Build Back Better proposal, the framework Biden announced keeps more than half a trillion dollars to deal with the climate crisis, along with $400 billion for universal preschool and $200 billion to extend the popular child tax credit. But it eliminates two climate programs that were opposed by conservative West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. It also cuts a free community college proposal. It expands Medicare to cover hearing, but it eliminates dental and vision benefits that independent Senator Bernie Sanders had wanted. It also eliminates a proposed 12 weeks of paid family leave from the bill. That's something Speaker Pelosi said she regrets.
There's some things that aren't not in. I frankly have not given up on. Being the mother of 5 in 6 years, I always bring that up. Change more diapers than anybody in the Congress. I still would like to see paid leave for the babies if we can't get the rest. But that's still a work in progress, shall we say.
Progressive Democrats, for their part, have held back from supporting a smaller $1 trillion bipartisan bill on roads and bridges infrastructure. They're using that as leverage for support for the larger bill. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a Democrat from New York. She says she needs to see more than what she calls back-of-the-envelope proposals.
I think we need to have certainty, either through legislative text, through uniform agreement, that we can trust. Because there's been so many changes in this process, so many people, you know, yes, no, doing the hokey pokey, one foot in, one foot out. So we need certainty that we're going to be able to deliver for working people.
Congressional Progressive Caucus Chair Pramila Jayapal of Washington has led efforts to keep the more progressive proposals in the legislation. She spoke to reporters Thursday morning, where she insisted on moving both the infrastructure and the Build Back Better reconciliation bill, but not necessarily starting with the reconciliation bill first.
No, we had wanted that, and there are still some members who want that, to be totally frank. But I think that our caucus could get to a place that with real assurances that the Senate will pass this and that the President has assurances that we would, you know, be able to, with the text, we would be able to vote both bills out of the House.
The text of the Build Back Better Act has now been released, but be forewarned, it's 1,684 pages long, and it's almost certain to be amended as negotiations continue behind closed doors. At this point, it's still not clear whether the Build Back Better bill will get key support from two conservative Democratic senators, Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. Pelosi has delayed a scheduled Thursday House vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill, but Biden is still sounding optimistic.
This agenda, the agenda that's in these bills, is what 81 million Americans voted for. More people voted than any time in American history. That's what they voted for. Their voices deserve to be heard, not denied, or worse, ignored. Because here's what I know. If we make these investments, there will be no stopping the American people or America. We will own the future.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.